I have to look for my bridge there for a little bit. Fireworks 2019, in association with West India Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies Limited, and COSCAP. Yes, sir. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Sir.
And to your guest.
Well, my guest is missing at the moment. He stepped outside for a minute. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, last week I called you to find out the name of the type.
Yes.
Which,
Keisha Christian.
And tied. And you recommend the place to me, and I attended it.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And House of Soca. I could say that type performed. That was a nice night.
Okay.
I enjoy everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still puzzled,
mm-hmm.
not being able to say that I qualified to be a judge. After that night, I keep listening to all the radio stations, especially dealing with social commentary.
Right.
And everybody, including the gentleman that you were speaking to just now,
mm-hmm.
describing time and tide, he said, beautifully written.
Mm-hmm.
Melody nice,
mm-hmm.
perform well. Can you help me?
Wait, he didn't say that part.
He didn't say what?
He
part?
Didn't say perform well. Because I don't know if he was there for the final.
Because he didn't say that?
No, he didn't say that. I don't think he said that.
Even if he didn't say
it. He liked the song.
Very Mr. Nelson, he criticized you, it good. And that Mr. Nelson is my friend. Really a friend.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is this here.
Uh-huh.
I think they time and tide cannot make 17 of Barbados.
Mm.
Barbados got the best calypsoans in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because well, I keep listening to that song, and it's still, you know, everybody hear it on wax all the time, because I never forget when I went to the Globe Theatre to hear Percy Sledge up against Jackie Whipple.
Mm.
And I learned then that in the studio is different to life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long time ago. You remember that?
Sir, it is a long time ago. And that's why I usually tell people, don't judge calypsos based on the recordings you hear on the radio. Because, for example, that Keisha Christian song, well-produced, well-arranged, the vocals well-balanced with the music, it's a top-notch production. If you put that up against another less produced song, or a song that's not produced at that quality, you may say that song is not as good as. But when you hear them both live, full backing band behind them, backup singers, in a different environment, you may have a different feeling about the two songs. So sometimes when we judge a recording against a live performance, it's completely different. So I usually say, especially about the soca artists, some of the young soca artists, they go to a studio, they record one verse and the chorus is repeated on by the producer. They've never sang the whole song for 5 or 6 minutes. So when they got to go on stage, jump around with the dancers, prance about the big stage, and do the song for 7 minutes. After 4.5 minutes, they're panting. They can't sing the song no more. They're asking the audience to sing for them. So I would agree with you that you can't judge from the recording.
Did you attend it?
No, sir, I did not, okay. Unfortunately.
Well, I know that Mr. Clark was there, and Mr. Nelson sit right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I know who was there, but I was wondering if he was there. Because I'm telling you, saying this to you, I understand all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But she performed well that night.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying
they just mean they got 16 here. People who have performed better than that then?
I'm not saying there was only three from that thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing wrong with those three, but I think there should have been four. But that's my opinion. But may I ask you a question?
Sure.
Now, there's two calypsos that I see should be in 17.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if Time and Tide was disqualified. For instance, the other one that I like, it got a little piece of trezines in it. You see that Time and Tide have something of a song that was released before?
I've asked the question if there was a similarity in melody with any song that had been previously judged. And one of the answers I got was not that it wasn't, but that there were other songs that had melodies that were similar and made it through too in the past. So why was she penalized? There is a echo that I get from a previous song heading into the chorus of her song. But it may just be my imagination.
Yeah. So what I would say, though, before I leave is that I hope that this young lady don't give up, because...
She comes from good stock. I don't think she would give up easily. Keisha has a strong Kaiso background, and she has been in competition. She's been singing Kaiso before. I must say there's a maturity in her voice that I heard that I kind of enjoy.
Yeah, so I hope that she goes from strength to strength. Yeah. And I wanted to just another eye behind her, because I don't want to sit there, but I think she was unfair. That's my opinion.
Well, somebody said to me, they didn't use the word unfair. They said she was hard done by. I am not sure what that means, but that's what they said. So I thank you. I thank you, sir.
Stay safe. Okay.
Stay safe. Yeah, well, you know it is. 16 minutes to... You don't know Sluggy coming here smiling. Every time we talk about judging, Sluggy smiles. Radio works. And when I say that sometimes, I don't think people understand how much I actually mean it. To the lady who called earlier about missing her purse, losing her purse, and checking outside the Baptist church, I got a call from someone who also attended the funeral there, and she said just before she left, the reverend was making an announcement that someone had left their purse inside the church and that he found it. So to the lady who thought that the purse was lost when she left the church on her way to the car, if you check back with the church, you may discover that your purse was actually left in the church and that it's safe and sound in the arms of the reverend.
Or you may discover that two people lost their purses.
Well, Sluggy, that is one way of looking at it. And I am hoping that you are incorrect.
I'm really, really praying that the lady just...
Forgot it in the church.
Radio boy.
And radio. VOB in particular. VOB is a very strange station. And I got to put this plug in for VOB. How long have you been listening to VOB before we invited you into your hallowed halls?
All my life.
All your life, good.
You're
raised
VOB?
By your grandmother?
Yeah.
I know that.
Raised my grandmother. My grandmother raised me alone.
I know that.
Yeah.
I hope your grandmother is proud of what you are become.
I'm sure that she's passed on, though, but I'm sure...
No, she's still looking at you.
But I'm sure
you feel you're staying on the straight and narrow by yourself?
Nah, it can't be.
Oh, good.
It can't be.
Thank you.
It can't be.
She still lives in your heart?
Yeah, of course.
Then she's with you, son.
She was all I had, and she had Parkinson's disease.
She is with you, son.
Yeah, my grandmother raised me on Parkinson's disease.
You don't tell me anything else but what I just tell you, right, brother?
She's with me, for real.
Good. I got three people who raised me, boy, and they're still with me. All them gone.
Yeah.
But they're with me. Every time I step a foot wrong, I'll say, they ain't going to be happy if I do this, you know.
I'm sure, knowing who Sluggard was and who I am now, I'm sure my grandmother can't believe it.
Okay, good. Right. Let me tell you about VOB and the strangeness of VOB people. Those people who listen to VOB and don't like me, I don't worry them, you know. You know why? Because VOB got some people who, when they believe in you, boy, you can't do nothing wrong, and they'll look out for you and block you.
Yeah.
I remember I got called out to VOB to open one morning at 6 o'clock because somebody was going to be late. So David Ellis, who is now station manager, was then in charge of programming, so he called me and asked me to come down to the station and open it. So he asked me how soon you could get here. I said, about half an hour. He said, spend less time in the shower. We got to get somebody in for the news by 6:30. So I fly down here, Sluggy, slide in the chair, 25 after 6, panting, do the 6:30 news, and come out of the 6:30 news and say, well, I didn't get a chance to have breakfast, so I go in and grab a cup of tea, but I'll be with you until 10 o'clock. Somehow we'll make this through. So I go on playing songs and you know, talking to people and thing. About 5 minutes to seven, security guard calls and says, put on a long song and come outside. I say, what for? He said, man, put on a long song and come outside now. So I put on a song and I go on outside. And a young lady from a company called Sweet Kisses, that used to be somewhere across the road.
What she give you?
You know, big white boxes they just get wedding cake in?
Mm-hmm.
A big white box. Sandwiches, croissants, Danish, just freshly baked, tea, juice. Everybody in the studio had breakfast and I had some to carry home.
That's, yeah.
In less than 25 minutes, Sluggy. Yeah. I promise that the day I leaving to go home for good,
mm-hmm.
I can say something else on the radio. I can't say it now because I can get suspended or fired. But that's all I can tell you.
radio is great, man. Radio is great.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. Okay? Yeah. It works. That's why when storm coming, they just go to radio.
Yeah.
When they close off a road, they just go to radio. A lamppost fall down, they just go to radio.
Yeah.
Burst main, yeah. Just call radio.
And people
can't get their check from NIS,
yeah.
They just call radio.
And people look at you different too.
I'm glad you know that.
Like, yeah.
So I hope you start, you know, combing your hair and trimming your beard and stuff.
I'm combing my hair, but I will cut the beard.
No, don't cut the beard. Don't cut the beard.
Not cut, but you know what I mean. You could know it's still gonna keep my sexy on. You know.
Radio will do that to you.
Yes.
I have a shirt that if I got 10 of them.
It makes you sexy? The sexy shirt?
No. The shirt says, listeners find me attractive. In association with COSCAP, of course, and association with Armstrong Agencies Limited and West Indian Waterproofing, Fireworks 2019. Sluggy's in with me as usual. And we heard from Terry earlier, heard some music as well. We're talking judges. Yeah, we talk judges. We also... I don't know where you're hanging. I, as a musician, Sluggy, I'm asking you this as a musician. Since we were talking about the criteria and the songs that could have made it, songs that should have made it, we had a nice conversation earlier. I want to ask you this. Since you've obviously voiced a preference for certain types of songs and certain melodies and so on, as a musician, does that translate into your performance, and does it enhance or perhaps take away from the performance of an artist when you have a little fondness for them? I'm putting you in the spot now. Since you put the judges in the spot, I put you in the spot.
Well, with me, it don't matter. Nah, because there's not a person that I like that more than music itself. And Randy don't sing like, not in competition at least, or not performing.
Good afternoon, so, Randy. Randy called me. I want you in this conversation because you've backed up juniors, seniors, party. I know you want your pick and all kind of thing, but
so
I want to hear you on this.
If Randy sing, it will be extremely biased. And uh-huh. I admit that
I feel my pocket buzz, so Randy must be telling me you want to talk about that one too.
That is my brethren, so I'll be openly and I'm really enough to admit I'll be biased, but with anyone else, I ain't care enough to be biased, to be honest. And because this business is very hard, and then what I want to be, Dennis, and what I want to do, mm-hmm. and how I want to contribute, people's feelings get hurt a lot.
Here's the other thing. Arrangements for a song. I remember a bass man telling me once he was doing a song for somebody and it looked like it only had one chord for the whole bass of the song and you know he felt a little odd doing it. But I gotta ask you this question. Are there times when you look at an arrangement or you play an arrangement for a song and you say, mm-hmm. man, they could have done something a little better with this? With Roger Gittins in the back of your head somewhere or something.
Sometimes, what does, well, the more mature you get, mm-hmm. the more you learn to accept people's art.
Mm-hmm.
So like one time, obviously, you know, you're young, you're green, you're fresh, you're hearing a million.
You could do everything better than everybody else.
Yeah. But as you get more mature, although I'm still young, it might not go like, well, I have to accept that is that person's art and what I am hearing is their interpretation of how the music or the words or the lyric or the melody made them feel. Mm-hmm. So they give them honest expression through their music, through writing the music. Mm-hmm. So that is where I leave it.
I have great respect for musicians, backup singers.
Yeah.
You guys who actually work on the stage with artists.
Yeah.
Because when I sit in the cold comfort of the box far away, listening to the performance, mm-hmm. when I hear an artist go off key or stumble somewhere, I go, oh, shoot, they just fouled up here. Mm-hmm. But you mean musicians playing, you're going long as though nothing happened.
Yeah.
And I keep wondering if you don't mentally tell yourself, as a big foul up there, boy. That gonna suffer.
But not on finals night.
Not on finals night.
Not for me. If I back in an artist or working with an artist, mm-hmm. On finals or merely backup artists. But even if I hear the mistake, let's say for example, back in the artist and be singing the chorus.
Uh-huh.
And the artist singing the chorus with us, obviously it could help.
Right.
But if it's when he's singing one, he verses.
And he's on his own.
Oh, they on his own. Mm-hmm. The lines, he mm-hmm. on his own. Mm-hmm. So you can't study it because when your part come, you gotta be on it. Because you can't add. So if you ever process it there on the spot, you can add.
Yeah.
So what you do is locked in. When you finish though, you're backstage, the tears in the crowd. Oh my God. You know what I mean? Go on, sing your high, and some man would hit two shots around.
Boy, I remember being backstage one night, and I felt it because I really like that artist. She has a place in my heart that I have reserved for her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mandisa. Okay.
The night they had all the tension backstage about whether people should protest. And
And
Mandy was standing there ready to go on stage, right? And I could have seen her face that she wasn't settled, and she went over there and lost the lines and came off.
She's one I really miss here.
Man, you can't miss her like I miss her, man. Stop liking my girls now, man.
She's so well poised and knowledgeable in the art form, and she's doing a lot of work behind the scenes because she's one. I believe she's part of the management team with 1688, Dr. Stefan Walker.
Yes, yes.
Runs, man, this is part of that team.
Yes, she is.
And she's also a graduate of the great BCC Music
Program. That is correct, sir.
And I got to play my plug.
Mm-hmm.
She's certainly one that I really, really miss.
She's a focused young lady. I like her demeanor. The minute she came into the studio, I just saw her as one of, my young'uns. And I take great pride in my young'uns. And I'll tell you off the beaten track story. I was, again, coming through Waterford Bottom, and she was waiting on the bus. And, old gray-haired man in the car calling to a young lady, asking if she wanted a lift to town. Woman didn't even look in my direction, man. I say, your mother trained you well, boy. Don't get in no car with no strange, ugly-looking woman. But anyway, I told her so when she came in. She said, I didn't see you. I said, that's all right. Fireworks, good afternoon. Thank you for holding, sir.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Slugger?
Manners?
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
I'm hanging. First, let me admit that really, really, really works.
It does,
huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The topic you're on has really jerked me to give a call.
Pull you out. Yes, sir.
What is going to happen to all music? Let me get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Too much of our giant music, arranged music, lost annually by not being played instrumental or being projected around the world as far as the instrumental is concerned. And I'm wondering why we complained one time that music needs to have exposure. We did a lot of video. We're seeing video to almost every song now. The thing we have been asking, why are we allowing the music? Yeah, the lyrical content is there, But the instrumental, and now you look at all these youngsters like that coming out of the BCC.
Yes.
And you ask yourself, why is the music going to waste? Why are we allowing our music to just come up a year and fade away? The police band is there. You've got bands.
BDF band as well.
BDF band. You've correct. Got bands. I went into the tent, and there's some young fellas I'd like to name in Shining Stars. Shining Stars.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm worried to think that so much great music have been produced, lyrical music, even in the juniors. And we are at the stage that we have to understand that if we want to get our music across the world, some of it has to be instrumental. I cannot be lyrical, Mr. Johnson. I'm both of you. What are you thinking of?
So the thing, the problem we have, I think, is this. In international fora, music, and that's why I'm glad COSCAP is a part of Fireworks. I hope our artists understand this. Music overseas managed almost every step of the way. You have recording companies, you have companies writing music, you have companies or business entities handling recording studios, instrumentals, etc. So every step is a business. So the studio musicians have a union, they're paid, their copyright, their intellectual property is protected. So when you present an instrumental version of the song, everybody's protected. Not just the person who delivers the vocal. The person who wrote the song, the producer, the studio musicians, they're all there, and it's in the label. Even when you go to the movies, when we get up and walk out and you see all them things scrolling down on the screen, that's for copyright protection. The makeup artist, the people who write the songs in the background, the sound effects man, everybody's name is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets a piece of the pie. Here's what happens in Barbados, unfortunately. If you ask me now, the 17 finalists in Pick of the Crop, right? I call the names, I call the tents they're affiliated with. If you ask me who wrote each of the songs, who arranged each of the songs, I don't know. I got to ask the artists because I don't have that information.
Okay.
When they send the music, there is no credit saying produced by Slam City Studios, engineered by so and so. Well, you go and find it for me then, brethren.
Yeah, when the music that you get, that you all get there, when they get the music, all that info is in the email.
Some of them. Not all of it. Not all of it.
You're perfectly right.
Your guys may do it. Other people may do it. Nicholas may do it. But there are others who don't.
Oh, you got me and to the radio too. That's very poor.
And here's the other.
The one place that should have all the information.
That is correct. So that when we do our presentation, and there are other artists who are not registered with COSCAP. They're not registered with anybody. So when we talk about giving local music a plug and doing the instrumental, and the bass man say, but I ain't giving nobody no right to play my song again, you're stuck. You can't do it. So you run into all those troubles, sir, because we still have a Musicians and Entertainers Guild of Barbados. Me, God, we used to have them.
That's
what
right.
To them?
Let's come on to the point. I follow you early. You draw me to you when you said COSCAP. COSCAP controls all aspects. As long as the music is registered with COSCAP. Somewhere along the line, I believe, you alert me to the fact that the critics,
mm-hmm.
The people who are involved are entitled to be recognized.
That is correct,
for
sir.
For
what they've done, yeah.
But we have a situation here. I think my feeling about it is that education is in this area is extremely important.
Oh my
gosh. At one time, the guys were talking about marketing.
Mm-hmm.
The guys were talking about videos. I'm of the opinion that we have reached a point after so many years to understand that the series you sit down, you watch for 5 to 10 minutes, the credit going up. On the screen. Right. You need to understand that on a tune being released cannot be the single person.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be the person who make it what it is. That is whether the arranger, the publisher,
mm-hmm.
the instrumental aspect of it could be given the credit who played keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a situation here that we have become one and one, and that is that I am doing it the way it's supposed to be done. Mm-hmm. And it is not the way it's supposed to be done because personally, I believe that I have seen too much music, and I believe both of y'all have realized this. Too much music have gone by the wayside because of not being formulated.
Yes,
and, agreed.
And Mark, hear me out, right? What you are so right when you touch on education, right? Is imperative that we educate. Because like you said, we and I started to notice this in primary school, Dennis, and this whole Randy Eastman and I became brothers, right? Because I was having a conversation with Randy, and while I was having the conversation, Randy was there startled, then he pulled out a book and showed me the same conversation, like he's got these ideas right on the same thing, and then Jason Watson and him tried to do it earlier. I raised in primary school, right, Dennis? Mm-hmm. When it was at Sharon Primary School, so like the singer or the person that ran, that come first, that ran, mm-hmm. or come first in class, or if you're the good batsman, right? Those people know on the stage and get the shine, right? Mm-hmm. But like the little person that catch the ball,
right?
Or if the singer, the person that helped the singer in primary school, the person that worked behind the scene, the teacher that helped with the keyboard, or who helped the person on the stage craft, those persons would never, ever, 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 ever get mentioned. And more importantly, like the children that might be helping on the stage, where we all know as stage tech, when they got greats in our field, like Parks, mm-hmm. who's a legend,
Parks.
Who's extremely
Work.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
But in primary school, no, a person like Parks is no one. So like that career, no, like that aspect of our art, of our culture, no,
Dennis.
Is not seen as important as a singer. So like what Mark is saying, like this standalone thing, is a result of a lack of education because we just see music as a pastime thing.
Yeah, you something know what I mean? Like, doing you can't
me and Mark getting on the time, tree and line. Mm-hmm. You know, that's play a little music. That's how we see it. But the education, Mark, that is so important. It's so education. Important.
I have been transformed in the music industry for years. I've seen some changes. I've seen
good
some
and bad.
Huh?
Good and bad.
Good and bad. No. I am aware that over the years that we have produced so much music, so mm-hmm. much music. And Mr. Johnson, and if the point that we have just established is a hang-up, then somewhere along the line, we cannot continue at this level.
Can't.
No, we can't.
We cannot
can't.
Continue
I agree.
We
know we can't.
But, right? but you see, sir, and that's this is why, again, when I listened to young Terry this afternoon, for example, and she said, managed by her uncle, and the team working behind her. It's important that those who understand the business of the business work with young artists to get them aware of some of the shortcomings, some of the things they could do. For example, you would have two artists who work together, like let's say Mikey and Blood,
mm-hmm.
or Lead Pipe and Sadis.
Mm-hmm.
And you would find Lead Pipe or Sadis working with another artist in another song. So you have Mikey and Blood, Blood and Mikey, Blood and Quan, mm-hmm. Quan and Lead Pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these affiliations. If you don't have proper management, who owns the song? Who decides what next happens to the collaboration? Who decides whether we want to do it in reggae, whether we want to do an instrumental version, whether we this, whether we that? Who does that?
Well, who decides?
And if you don't have a management team, and if you don't have an ownership structure, and somebody who owns the song, Water Street Boys own the copyright to this, you own the performance rights to that. If you don't have those things worked out, you see where the conflict would arise and where
and
the song goes nowhere.
Yeah, but we usually wait till it get too big.
Till something happens.
Till something happens.
I want to come in on a final notice now that you've mentioned Water Street Boys. Now, mm-hmm. if you realize that we mentioned Water Street Boys,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to the other writers,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to the arrangers, when it comes to even the background vocals, when it comes to the production,
yeah.
We are lost. We are lost because you just end up, you're going to hear about Water Street Boys, though, but down the road, you're not going to hear about Water Street Boys anymore. You're going to hear about Lil Allen. You're going to hear about some person. Mm-hmm. I am of the opinion, and in close, I am of the opinion that I'm going to say that we cannot continue. We need to tell this new crop of artists that in order to go forward, management and credits is the example
important.
Of successful.
Business.
We cannot go onto the world market and expect that we're going to the world market without people knowing where we came from, who has been responsible for us, where we can go from there. But if we think that we can come on to the world market by just presenting a video and release it on YouTube, we are totally lost.
Yeah, my friend, I'm glad you end on that note, because that's a good note. I was just about to tell you.
Very lost.
Now that we put in all this thing out on YouTube, now that everybody feels the first thing you do is you get on YouTube and you're big, wait till somebody steal your music. Because all these big artists, they've died, they've gone, but the estate suing people left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Man, do Marvin Gaye, let's get on his song. Marvin Gaye, long gone. But the people who own the music say, hey, listen, you can't copy my music and carry it away. So wait until some artists in Barbados gone to Fast and Furious 97 and hear the music in the background. What do you do at that point? Especially if Sluggy playing back up on it or something. Boy, that is a good note, sir. Very good note. You would like to do it? Yeah, man, here, we working out a program here.
Yes.
West Indian Waterproofing, Armstrong Agencies, Cost Cap. Fireworks, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to both goodly gentlemen.
Yes, sir. I hope.
I would simply say this as a part of my introduction.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe, in spite of everything, it is still a paradise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand first that cultural perspectives regarding art and so on in Barbados differ from those to be found in other countries.
Yes.
That's the first thing. One.
Point made and taken.
The other thing we have to look at is the struggle. The 11 plus exam does not include anything artistic, as far as I know.
No, me.
It does not afford us any bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You have to start there. The other thing is this, that our Calypsonians, in my humble opinion, they do not think business. You have to start getting our Calypsonians to think business.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at that place, I went to my database and emailed more than 40 Calypsonians and invited them to a meeting at the steel shed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying this too to say that the institution does try. And 13 came. My thing to them was this. I'm going to give you the steel shed for free.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get some youngsters from BCC, because I believe that after acquiring the skills, they ought to be provided with that space to showcase what they would have learned. And I said, I'll have somebody, maybe a Mike Seeley or somebody that's come in and work with the thing. All I wanted from the Calypsonians to do was to bring their music scores and their voices. I told them I didn't want to have anyone from that institution at the door, in the bar, nothing. So this is your all own thing. And what we are doing, we are going to be highlighting those songs from yesteryear. All the songs from way back. Because when you listen to the call-in program, you had a number of people calling in saying, but geez, hombre, this is something we're observing that guys used to do years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear them songs again. So obviously there's clientele out there.
Right.
For that kind of entertainment.
Of course.
Songs from way back.
Mm-hmm.
Because my thing was this. Why do you sit and wait for a call from the said institution? Get up and do your own thing and start your own business. So we'll give it a fancy name, looking back or back in time, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're starting is steel shed, because you know in 2 seconds they're going to be filled and there'll be people knocking at your door, can get in. And come next year, we can always go to the same institution and say, look, we're noticing they're going to be so good. We want some help with a bigger space.
Right.
And we're going to work from there. And the whole idea is that you're going to register it under some name and whatever, and you have your own business going. People coming back from overseas every year looking back. Coming to the island with a view to hearing these songs from way back.
And what was the response
No, that's where we're going. That's where you're going.
I know.
One guy jumped up and said,
mm-hmm.
No, that's what we want at all. We would like the institution to hold a show and pay us for the night. I said, but then if you do this, you don't own anything. You're not starting anything. What happened? No, we want to be paid for the night. And as a result, we had something called the 40th Anniversary Monarchs in Concert Show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right, that was Ram.
Mm-hmm.
And if it
was Ram,
all right, then. You understand? Because I went back to the institution and I told them, look, hey, the guys don't want this kind of da-da-da. Mm-hmm. Let's do our own thing. Mm-hmm. And we ended up with that 40th anniversary Monarch show. But it isn't like that to say that we didn't try. Another thing, years ago, just there outside of the, what is the field there where they used to have the conga line before?
Dover. Right. Dover playing field.
You know there is a hotel right opposite there.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, this was, I think, Ryan Cool Simmons and I, we decided that we're going to have a guy coming from America
mm-hmm.
to teach us this thing about mixing music and all that kind of thing, because we realized the guys were headed in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Listen up. Well advertised all the way down the islands. 35 in the room. A girl named Andrea King was there. Yours truly was there. Ryan Simmons was there. And let's call... what's his name? Derry Atkins. Let's call him a bassist.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's call Derry a bassist for now.
I don't know if... good afternoon. Yeah, you could call him that.
No, right. No, listen up.
Mm-hmm.
All others in that room would have caught small aircraft to come to Barbados to hear this guy speak about
mm-hmm.
How to mix, how to record music and mix it and all this kind of thing. Really, guys from Barbados? You see, the thing is that Mr. Johnson,
because they know, they don't need to know.
No, you played the song the other afternoon on the radio. So since it played on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and some people called in and said the song is so nice and everything, mm-hmm. well then, I don't need to come to learn anything. To hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I've been doing this thing for many years. I went to Sweetwater in America to learn how to do the engineering and all that kind of stuff. As you know, I do things quietly. I don't keep the noise, mm-hmm. any noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been going to other studios, many studios, to help out, either playing rhythm, guitar, bass, whatever.
Right.
Now, the thing is, we have to find ways to encourage, I believe that's the only way I can put it now, to encourage our writers as well
mm-hmm.
to come into, I don't hate to use the word workshops, the forums or what classrooms, whatever you want to call it, where we can teach them, even the guys who are singing, the guys and gals who are singing, how to sing. The thing is, look, the little things that make, you talk about melodic structure and so on.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that matter in a very subtle and psychological way to the ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is how people accept what you're doing. We have our Calypsoan is currently saying, first line in first verse. I went down the road, right?
Mm-hmm.
First line in second verse. I tell she bad. Third, for third verse, first line. I know that it's so. So where you have a situation like that, where almost each line within the song, the total song,
mm-hmm.
after the first verse and chorus is so familiar.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to tune out after a time. Now, there is no... Guys have to come and learn how to say, I went down the road. Next verse, I went down the road. Next verse, I went down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And then when you can do that within the verse itself. The
yeah.
lines in the verse now.
Right, I got
and
you.
And chorus and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see, the thing is, you have to look at it this way. Music is, like I keep saying, like food. If you came to my house for dinner, there's a little water.
Mm-hmm.
You may get the little appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
You get the main course.
Mm-hmm.
And just as you start to say, but we ain't know nothing about outcomes. Is
something. Right.
This is, you mm-hmm. understand. Mm-hmm. But where is the situation where all you're getting is the main course and nothing else?
You
the
see,
other thing too.
Go ahead.
Sorry, mm-hmm. I was just going to wrap up by saying
mm-hmm.
the other thing too is from the musical standpoint now.
That's what I wanted
where
to
hear. Persons who are working with the artist
mm-hmm.
only accept what the artist does, brings to them.
Right.
And not say, but look, hey, after doing the first four lines here, right?
How about doing this?
We can play a change in here.
That's correct.
And we're coming out of the change with these lines
right.
to excite the taste buds now.
Right.
Just as that guy was about to go sleep sitting outside his girlfriend.
He jumped up.
He said, what?
Yeah. You see, this is the kind of information that I think should be passed on in particular to our juniors so they learn the art from early. One of the reasons why I was backing Mark on the question of instrumentality, if you want to put it that,
and
of
I
some
agree,
songs, and I'm doing instrumental versions of it, is this. One of my complaints, and yes, I have complained about it, is or pan, where the guys don't experiment and stretch the musical horizons of the song. They just play the basic melody line over and over and over, because the song itself sometimes does not have too much instrumentality to it.
But then Dennis, you're saying the same thing I'm saying.
I know, which is why
the first have to be mentally equipped to be able to do it.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay, sir.
I see. Mentally equipped
so that is where that is where the failing is. All right.
It is. So we need persons who can, like, I heard a lot of songs coming out, many songs I should say, coming out of a certain tent.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, but so there's nobody around to help them structure the song. Why it gotta be same exact verse and chorus? Chorus. And there's no change flowing through there to make me feel well. Let me see where you're going now. Let me see it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like opening a window every morning. Some mornings it opens and there's some rain. Mm-hmm. Another morning it opens.
And the birds.
You know, it's the same song. You open the same window and all of a sudden, wait, the sun's shining.
Well, you gotta come and sit down and hear something.
Yeah, for sure.
This long talk, man.
So, but is this something that one can only just turn a pass? So, I don't think so.
Well. Let me say, as the host of the program, I am going to extend an invitation to you to come and join us here in the studio, so we can have this discussion. How about next week, Monday? Tuesday, sorry. So, because Slavius come on Tuesday.
Yeah, next week, Tuesday.
All right, next Tuesday.
Can we clear the deck? Right.
If the captain agrees.
The captain has agreed. Anybody who disagreed will be made the captain. How about that?
See you Tuesday.
So next Tuesday, yes, buddy. Blessings all the time.
Blessings, my brother. Walk with the guitar.
All right, quick, Dennis, before you go.
Yes, sir.
Before you go, the clock is ticking. This one, let everyone outside know. Thanks a lot. And I have something going on Saturday, Dennis. I have a lot of artists. And of course, you know, Randy and I run a charity called Youth in the Spotlight, where we give back to children who go into school, have it hard, Irish youth. Mm-hmm. So on Saturday the 27th, Dover Christchurch, St. Lawrence Gap, Barney and Scoopy's Bar.
Yes.
Dover, see, everybody knows St. Lawrence Gap
drinks?
Is.
That's what you say. I thought you were saying free drinks.
For you, free drinks for you. But we have something in Good Vibes. So, because Saturday is where we have Peach and Buggy Nakente. We have Ishaka McNeil. We got Sadis, Statement, you know, Sugary, Queen T, the host. And a lot more. And we collecting donations also for our back to school program.
Small dividend.
Yeah. It matter what it is. They don't have to be cash. It could be an exercise book. It could be a pencil. You know, we don't tell people what to give, but whatever you give, we are eternally grateful. But this Saturday, July 27th, again, please, Good Vibes Soccer Saturdays, come out.
Significant date.
I'll be here tomorrow.
You will be?
Yes.
Okay, I'll bring some notepads for you or something.